hear the same person three times. I apologize for that. So the next talk, give me just one second here. Next talk is about grapefruit production using different irrigation systems in plant density under open hydroponics. So the Asian citrus psyllid is well known by this group, so I just would like to indicate here a couple of pictures to highlight the insect and definitely talk about the symptoms associated to this disease. So we have a blotchy model here in the top. We have abnormal fruit production. We have color inversion. We have loop-side fruit production. We have canopy thinning because of the flow and plugging. And we also have severe fruit drop over time. So associated to that symptoms, we have a major problem with the root system, which is well known by everybody. So on the left side here, we have a healthy tree, and on the other pictures, we have infected but asymptomatic and an infected tree with symptoms. Primarily, the root system reduces in about 70%. So besides the challenges in the canopy, we have a major challenge in the root system, and we all know that a smaller root system has limited water and nutrient uptake, reducing tree growth by starvation. There is a need to improve the water and the fertilizer supply to increase use efficiency in the presence of HLB. So that's the major challenge we are all facing when working with horticulture in the HLB era. So basically, this study had the hypothesis that the adequate irrigation and fertigation management provide a non-limiting environment to roots with the potential of maintaining plant growth in the presence of HLB and without over-irrigating and leaching nutrients. So very simple hypothesis that was tested by evaluating the efficiency of open hydroponics, again in Ray Ruby grapefruit, production under different irrigation systems, and we tested microjet and drip irrigation, tree density, again, the standard in high density, and different fertilizer, dry, granular, and water-soluble fertilizer. So this study was trialed in Ray Ruby grapefruit, grafted on two different rootstocks, sour A97. We had five treatment combinations. So one treatment is Ray Ruby on sour, basically with the standard spacing, and there is a difference in what we consider standard for this particular set because we had two different rootstocks. We also tested Ray Ruby on sour and on A97, but without the standard dry granular fertilizer, so we used fertigation on drip irrigation. The two treatments over here, they were high-density staggered treatments as well in diamond set, as the two bottom treatments over here, where we had the same rootstocks in high-density with fertigation and microjet irrigation. So you can see a combination of different factors over here. And we basically had five replications, and we followed the IFA's recommendations for the nutrients we tested over here. So this is just an indication of the field we have over there at the Indian River Research and Education Center, so about 8 acres, so very large plots, so way larger than we actually needed, but this really provided us strong data to support this particular hypothesis. So same way, single row planting, normal, regular, as well known by everybody. And here we have staggered high-density plot with diamond set. So in this particular picture, we have the two irrigation lines with 4 meters per tree. So our results were very similar to what we found on the first trial, where HLB increased over time. So more than 88% of the trees are already infected after 4 years. Nothing new here. So the trunk diameter followed a different pattern over here. So primarily the trunk diameter on the standard and on the sour orange with fertigation were identical, and we have here an effect of the high-density treatments. Same happened for canopy volume over here, where we primarily saw an effect on plant competition in the high-density plantings. So nutrients were also all over the place, so significantly different. Just another observation here regarding the copper provided on each ear. So quite challenging to start as an assistant professor getting data from different researchers, but another challenge on the top of our career. So the yield basically followed the same pattern. So single row standard planting produced less than high density, and we had no difference in the tested treatments. So really indicating that there is an effect of combining different approaches to maximize plant yield over time. So with an increase of approximately 2.5 times the amount of trees per acre, so we increased the yield in 30%. We also had an effect in fruit diameter. Basically, the sour orange with both microjet and drip irrigation had 4% higher fruit diameter, which is really important in grapefruit. We unfortunately didn't have increase or significant difference in the number of fruit, and also in the soluble solids content. This really surprised us. So all the factors related to fruit quality were not affected by the different treatments. So one problem related to fruit production in the river is the need to achieve high quality production. So this is how the crop looked like. So you can see severe damage by rust mites. We really had problems with PFD since the disease really exploded everywhere, but also in the river. So the majority of the fruit we produced, and remember, those are 3.5 years old trees, so they are moving to a bearing tree. So we basically noticed that the treatment with lower density produced less pond solids per acre. So the increase in plant density also helps maximizing the area used in the income generation. So it followed the same trend, 3 times higher, in particular, slightly higher for sour orange. So the major messages from this particular trial is that high-density stagger plantings, they resulted in higher fruit yield, irrespective of the rootstocks we trialed and the irrigation system we used, representing an advance to the grapefruit production system. So again, we still collecting data, and basically the labor cost and the effect, the unknown effect of plant growth over time, basically makes it difficult to recommend using this technology. It was It was trialed by for approximately 3 years. We are collecting the last year of data right now. In this trial, we'll stop and we will use the area for another trials too. So this is an area that we really need to continue working, but with different approaches. So we basically received funding from different sources, University of Florida, USDA, FDAX, some fertilizer donation from Harrow's and ICL, and we had several people helping in conducting these trials during the last 3.5 years. So we have lots of time for questions. Please, I will take the ones you have. Yes? You mean the yield with the single row?
Yeah, so with the increased density, there would be an increased
yield, but mm-hmm. it's still increased
enough that it
that's the difference between having, you know, a profitable year and not. That's a great question. So basically the question was if the difference in yield by increasing density it's enough to compensate the decrease caused by HLB. So the answer is yes and no, because basically we will have an increase in yield, not at the same level pre-HLB. That's actually, you know, what we try to accomplish, but unfortunately we won't be able to return to those levels by just changing the cultural practice. However, that's an immediate way to basically maintain production and generate income in an area that you know, is traditional for grapefruit production, and still waiting for more appropriate solutions such as tolerant varieties or perhaps a treatment that will allow us to reduce the bacteria titering in all the symptoms. So it's an attempt to basically extend the growth survival under these conditions. So it's not a solution for the problem, unfortunately. You had a question? So they were planted in September 2013, so they completed 4 years. High density is a tendency in the majority of the perennial crops, so everybody is trying to maximize production using more of the space available. So the yield per tree decreases, but the yield per acre increases. So this basically was tested in this particular area because of HLB in particular, but high density plantings are a tendency for several reasons, just the maximization of space itself. But regarding HLB, something very important needs to be remembered, the fact that the trees are not going to grow at the same rate and at the same size that we were used pre-HLB. So the recommendations pre-HLB, they are outdated for the characteristics of the disease itself, reducing plant growth, making them look stunted. So this is basically necessary because the majority of the perennial crops are using high-density plantings, but the citrus industry in particular started using higher density plantings. So the numbers vary, and we unfortunately don't have much guidelines for which plant spacing we should be, you know, starting a new planting. So this is an area that I really would like to work. I'm looking for master students to work on simulating this particular trend of plant growth with different densities, just to try to determine which is the appropriate plant density for an HLB suture culture for different varieties, right? So it took about 4 years to realize that, okay, plant density is good for the production. So we really need to expand that to other citrus varieties including. A97, yes. So it has a flying dragon on the parentage. So we used this rootstock in an attempt to see if we could reduce the plant size, and that's a great question, by the way, in order to try to maximize yield without compromise the tree growth, because we know that a more compact planting setting will actually cause plant stress and plant competition. That was the reason why the A97 was chosen. All right, so thank you very much.